Hi, I'm Lloyd Bridges. But some of you probably know me better as Mike Nelson, the skin diver in the television series Sea Hunt. I'm going to try to answer some of the many letters I receive from people who want to know how to get started in skin diving. First, I'd like to say that telling someone how to skin dive is like telling someone how to drive an automobile. Nothing can replace personal experience and practice under the supervision of a competent instructor. And taking breathing equipment underwater without instruction is every bit as foolish as taking an automobile into heavy traffic without first learning to drive. Like driving, skin diving is perfectly safe as long as you know the rules, are familiar with your equipment, and don't take chances. But there's a lot to learn, and before this record is finished, you'll see why the minimum course of instruction is 20 hours. 10 hours instruction on diving principles, and 10 hours practice in the swimming pool. Now, let's talk about how to get started and what you have to learn. You should know that skin diving means any underwater activity in which the swimmer has no connecting link to the surface. He's completely on his own. Also, there are two major categories of skin diving. One is diving without breathing equipment, in which the diver holds his breath while he's underwater. This is snorkel diving. The other is called scuba diving, or lung diving. The word scuba is taken from the first letters of the words self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. A scuba diver is self-contained because he carries his air supply with him underwater. Strangely enough, it's much safer to start diving by holding your breath while using a snorkel than using scuba. Not only because your natural instincts and physical limitations will keep you within safe limits, but because breathing ordinary air under pressure does some strange things to our bodies which must be completely understood before diving with scuba can be safe. For either snorkel diving or scuba diving, you must be in good physical condition. And, of course, you must know how to swim. So before rushing out and buying a lot of diving gear or signing up for an instruction course, be sure to have a doctor check you over first. If you have any type of heart trouble, lung trouble, sinusitis, bronchial difficulty, or ear trouble, you cannot be a skin diver. The reason is simple. Air is forced into and out of a diver's body cavities, similar to inflating and deflating a balloon. An obstruction which prevents the free flow of air to all parts of your body will cause serious injury if you try to dive. Now, as to your swimming ability. Some people have actually tried to go skin diving before they learned to swim. The results were disastrous. You should be able to pass the following test without using flippers or other aids. Swim 300 yards, any method. Tread water, feet only, 30 seconds. Toe an inert swimmer, 40 yards. Float 15 minutes without aids. And swim underwater 15 yards. All right, now, if you're in good physical shape and you've passed the swimming test, you're now ready to start learning to dive with a snorkel.